إلي أخاه قال إني أنا أخوك فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يعملون. فلما جهزهم بجهازهم جعل السقاية في رحل أخيه ثم أذن مؤذن أيتها العير إنكم لسارقون. قالوا أقبلوا عليهم ماذا تفقدون؟ قالوا نفقد صواع الملك ولمن جاء به حمل بعير وأنا به زعيم. قالوا تالله لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين. قالوا فما جزاؤه إن كنتم كاذبين؟ قالوا جزاؤه ما وجد في رحلي فهو جزاؤه كذلك نجزي الظالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, he explained to us yesterday that the brothers had come now to Egypt, and of Yusuf alayhi salam had come to Egypt, and the Lord brought along with them the younger brother Binyamin radiallahu anhu. So now وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ, so when the brothers they entered into the court of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, أَوَى إِلَيْهِ أَخَاهُ, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he called his brother to him, his younger brother Binyamin, and he told him, قَالَ إِنِّي أَنَا أَخُوكَ, so my brother, do you remember me? I am your brother Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the one that I was thrown into the well when I was a young boy. He told, I am your brother. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, so my brother Binyamin, do not be grieved, do not be saddened about what your brothers used to do, the torment, the abuse that you have received from them, that we have received from them. Do not be bothered about this year. فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ, so when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam now provided or gave the load or the provision to his brothers, he had given them each a load, a camel load to take along with them. جَعَلَ السِّقَايْتَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ, he took his cup, his very, very expensive cup he had, and he put it in the luggage of his brother Binyamin. This is all a plan made by Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to keep his beloved brother close to him, keep him back in Egypt with him. So what he did was he took his cup and he put it in the luggage of his brother Binyamin. ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ, and thereafter he gave instruction that a person must call out, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ, that O you caravan of travels that have come from Canaan, إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ, certainly you are thieves. قَالُوا أَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ, so the brothers, they turned to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, or they turned to the people who were making the announcement, they said, مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ, why are you accusing us of stealing? We haven't stolen anything. What is it that you are missing? What is it that you claim has been stolen? قَالُوا نَفْقِدُوا سُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ, they said that we are missing the cup of the king. وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِحِمْلُ بَعِيرِ وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٌ, and any person who will now find this cup and bring it to us, that person will receive a camel's load worth of provision. وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٌ, and Yusuf and say, and I stand guarantee for that whoever brings this cup back to me, he will get an extra load, he will get a camel's load of provision. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ, so the brother said, you know, wallahi, by Allah, لَقَالَ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, you know very, very well that we have not come here to your land to cause mischief, to steal, to do things like this. وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ, neither we are thieves. We come from a noble family, the family of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. We are not thieves. قَالُوا فَمَا جَزَاؤُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ, so they asked the brothers, okay, if you are thieves, if we turn out, we find that you are thieves, then what will be the punishment? What will be the punishment, or what will be the penalty if you are found to be thieves? قَالُوا جَزَاؤُهُ مَا وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِي فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ, they said, that person in whose luggage this cup is found, that person himself becomes the penalty or the punishment, meaning that person will not be allowed to return to our homeland. Rather, he'll have to stay back in Egypt here. Whenever the king decides, he will have to face that. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ, in this way do we recompense the ظَالِمِينَ. They said Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam asked his brothers for what should be the punishment, because he knew in the Shariat, in the law of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, any person caught stealing, this was the hukam, that the person who he stole from, the person who the thief stole from, this person now will be allowed to keep this person sort of like a slave, and he can do whatever he wants to do with him. So that is why he asked them for what is the punishment, and they gave it according to the law of their father, and it's exactly what Yusuf alayhi wanted, because he wanted to keep his brother back with him.